Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun He Amid Beis, as we are on the last couple of blot here in the third parak of Maseches Baba Basra. So we'll start with five lines up for the bottom, Aval L'Shabbos Lo. We'll start off. We're really in the middle of a sentence. Yesterday we had on Amid Aleph, Amachlokas in two different versions of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan had said regarding borders, Meitzar and Chatzav, they're mafsik for nichsi hager. They create, if somebody wants to do a kinyi chazaka, that's why this is here. Do a kinyi chazaka nichsi hager. So if there is some type of separation, so then chazaka on one half does not mean that you're kona the other half. But regarding peya and tuma, they are not machalik. Right, regarding how many payas you have to take off from the different fields, and regarding tumah, if it's what we had yesterday about suffik all, suffik lo all, or just suffik naga, so for that is not mafsik. That was Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan says no. For regarding all three, it is a hefsik. Regarding peya and nechsi hager and tuma. So now the Gemara continues that statement of Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Yochanan, according to that version, includes all three, peya, tuma, and nechsi hager, but aval l'shabbos lo. But it does not include Shabbos. For Shabbos, it would not be called a hefsik. So what does that mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara in a second. Bez Hashem. But Rava argues on that if you're in your Shabbos, even regarding Shabbos, it constitutes a hefsik. What is the issue here? There's so much to talk about, but let's just do what's the context of the Gemara. Ditanya, why would you need a hefsik regarding Shabbos? What kind of reshuyos are we talking about? So, the issue is, as we'll see in the Rashbam, how the shear for Melecha Shabbos. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Hosi Chatsi Grogros Luchos Arabim, we know that there is the Melecha of Hotza'ah, Melecha number 39, though it is Melecha number 1 that is talked about in Masechah Shabbos, but it's Melecha number 39 in the list of the Mishnah, Dafayin Gimel. So says the Brisa, if somebody is Motzi half a Grogros Luchos Arabim, Vihinich, and they put it down, we know every malacha has, not every malacha, almost every malacha has a minimum requirement for how much one has to do in order to violate that halacha. So some of those shiurim are written in the Mishnah, right? Akosei shteosios. Some of them are in the Mishnah. Most of them are not in the Mishnah. Regarding most of the Sidur de Pas, we have a certain amount. Regarding Hotzah, it's all different Mishnayos throughout those Prakim talk about how much of each material has to be carried out. But let's say one carries out half of the material. So, Chatzi Grogor, somebody carries out a half a Grogor to Rosh Hashanah, V'inich, and then he puts it down. So he hasn't done the full malacha yet, because it's only half of a shear. The chazar v'hosi chazi grogoris acheres. And then he takes out another half of grogoris. Behelam echad. In one forgetting, right? He didn't realize that it was Shabbos, and he wasn't told that it was Shabbos in between. So then chayev, if he does that all b'shogeg, he's going to be chayev a karban chatos. Because both of those halves of the malacha, of the shear, are going to be mitzarif, are going to combine for the chiyuv. B'shnei ha'alamos pater, but if it's in two different ha'alamos, so then, it's going to be pater, because ha'alamos and yediya is mafsekas. Knowing about it in between makes that the two actions are not combinable, and therefore there's no chiyuv, carbon. Rabbi Yossi Omer, behelem echad, birishus achas. He has another requirement, not only if it was in one helim, but if it was in one reshus, meaning the two half of grogeris that I put down, I put it down in the same reshus. I didn't go out of my house and carry one to the reshus rabim on the left and one to the reshus rabim on the right, and there's a full border in between. No, that wouldn't work. Rabbi Yossi says it has to be also one reshus physically. Chayev. So then you're chayev, that's combinable. But b'shtei reshuyos pater. But in two reshuyos, it would be pater. How do you differentiate? How do you determine whether it's one reshus or two reshuyos? V'yamar Rabba, v'hu sheyesh chiyav chatas b'neihem. If there is a chiyav chatas between the two reshuyos, that's mafsik. So what's a chiyav chatas? In the Sedaraisa. If there is a reshus yachid in between. And to go from this reshus yachid to reshus rabim on the right, reshus rabim on the left, that's mafsik. And therefore, if you put half of a grogeris in each one, so that would not be a chiyav chatas, that's not combinable. But according to Rabba, anything less than that, aval b'karmel is slow. But if one is in a reshus derabanan, a reshus derabanan, on a daraisa level, it is not wouldn't be a chiyuv chatas. As we know, Carmelists, going from a Carmelist to either Shazarab and Shazayachid is an issur drabanan. So Carmelist is not enough to be mafzik. If there's a Carmelist in between, it's considered one big rishus. Abaya Amar, a little more flexible. Afilu Carmelis, even a Carmelis would not be, would be enough to be mafsik. But aval pisla lo. But pisla, which is a piece of wood or a pillar that is not tenamos high, right? It is what we would call a makom ptur. Pisla, the Rashbam says, davi makom ptur, di afilu midirabanon, mutilataltel, mitocho lirishazarabim, ume rishazarabim litocho. Vechain mitocho lirishazayachid, ume rishazayachid litocho. Says the Rashbam, it's a makom tour. V'kivan debata legamre lahacha ulahacha afilu midrabanan. Since this is not a significant rishus at all, it's a makom tour. The leka makom chashuv shel dalat tfachim hilkach lo ave hafsik. So the second opinion of Abaye says even if you want to say a carmelist is mafsik, but a pisla would not be mafsik. Pisla comes up just parenthetically whenever one is in a place, let's say, without an erev, and one realizes that one has something in their pocket. So what do? So the first thing to do is people normally stop. That's the worst thing to do, right? One has to just walk within Dalet Amos in circles until one figures out what they want to do. The best thing to do is to walk back from where they came from. But if not, one of the ways is to find a makom ptur to deposit the item on. Like in Chutz La'aretz, there are fire hydrants. That's kind of a makom ptur. Other small areas like that is significant for that halacha. But here, says Abaye, it's not going to be mafsik between the two rishuyos, for Rav Yossi Shita, that says you have to have it in Rishus Echad, so that if for the Chiyuv Chatas, so Pisla would not be mafsik. And that would be one big rishus, and then Rava, the important Shita for us, Rava Amar, Afilu, Pisla, even just little wood pillars of Makom Ptur, that would also be mafsik. So we see that Rava holds a very inferior type of low-level mechitza is significant for a mechitza. So now let's go back. That's what Rava says. Afilu in Shabbos. Rava says, even regarding Shabbos, the meitzar, the chatzav, which are little growths, which aren't anything big like a carmelis, right? So that is, it's enough to be mafsik for those other halachas. So Rava says it's also mafsik for Hilcha Shabbos in this regard for the malacha of Hotza'a. And one final point the Gemara says, and then we'll talk about all of these lines, as Hashem, the Azda Rava Latimei, Rava goes according to his reasoning, where he also discusses how a makom ptur could be a significant rishus in and of itself, because Rava says, the Amar Rava, rishus Shabbos ki rishus gittin dami. What does that mean? If a man throws his wife again into a chatzar, so then it is she's miskareshes if it's her chatzar. What if it's falls onto a makom ptur in the chatzar? Falls onto a pisla in the chatzar. Rava says she is not divorced because the pisla or the makom ptur is not called the chatzar. It's a rishus b'fnei atzmo. So just like for Hilcha Shabbos here, it is considered a hefzik. So too for Hilchas Gittin, it's considered its own rishus, and therefore the woman wouldn't be divorced. So that is right. That's what how the Rashbam explains. V'nafal al ha-pisla shebachatzar ena megureshes to mis pisla makom acher hu b'fnei atzmo. So this is all a really one big sentence that we've read so far, that Rava holds machlokas between the Tanakama, the first version of the Gemara, and Rava, whether Rav Dimi's version of Rav Yochanan, whether even if you include the others besides Nechzei Ager, we include Shabbos, we include Tumah, would you also, sorry, not Shabbos, you would include Peah, you would include Tumah, would you also include Shabbos? That's 2 days in the Gemara here. Tanakama says no, and Rava says yes. Okay, now let's go back to talk about many of these lines. First, we're talking about the Malach of Hotza'a. So we mentioned that the Malach of Hotza'a is listed 39th on the list in the Mishnah, but it's discussed first in Masechta Shabbos. Right? The Rishonim already bothered by this. Why would it be discussed first? It seems to be it's the last Malacha. And it is so much discussed quantitatively in the Masechta. Tosas asks this question on the first daf in Shabbos, because that's where Hotza'a is first discussed. First Mishnah. Hamotzi. You see us a Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arbas. Tosfos says, what is this doing here? Why is this the first malacha that it is discussed? The first Tosfos, Hiksha Riva, the Dini Hotzos Shabbos, Hailo Lashanos Gavi Avos Malachas, Achar Perakla Gadol, Lekaman, Tahazim Toni Avos Malachas, Abarim Chasar Achas, Victoni Hotzos Libasof. You want to start with chronological, like the Shulchan Aruch is chronological? So later on, in this parak, lo yetzei achayit b'machto, all the things you're not supposed to do on Erev Shabbos. And then Baba Malikin, which talks about Havlakas Neiris, which is before Shabbos, and then Kiren Bametomnin, which also talks about bishul issues at the beginning of Shabbos, Bamei Behema, Bamei Isha Yotza, Tosva says, which gets into, now what am I allowed to load on my animal before Shabbos and on Shabbos, and finally getting into Avos Malachas of Shabbos. So, right, so why is it out of order, so to speak? So, different Tosfos there as different days, Dav Beis. Vitiris Tosfos says, the Hotzah Chaviva Leila Akdume. Maybe it is beloved for the Tana to have Hotzah first. Mishum Demi Mishnah Zu Shaminan Kama Dvarim. There are so many details. There's so much of this halacha. There is Hotzah, and Achnasa, and the Ani, and the Ashir, and the Akira, and the Anacha, Shnayim Shesa'uhu, Yadu Shaladim Chashuv Lo Dalad Al Dalad, right? Makom Ptur, Carmelis. There's so many details. So, number one. Because it's a big, nice, big topic, I wanted to have it first. Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh, the Davar Shahavi Hahove, Rogil Hashas Lashanas Tchila. Very common malachas. So the assumption was that nowadays this is one of the least common malachas in most communities with where we have Erevin. But, you know, Rabbeinu Tam says it was a very popular common malacha. And then finally the last day of Tosfos, the last line of Tosfos. Va'od Mefaresh Rabbeinu Tam. Also, why does it say that? Because, last line, Hotzah Hutzrach Lashanos Tvei Mishum De Melacha Geruahi. It is an inferior type of malacha, kemosha afaresh, as I am going to explain. What does that mean? So look in Tutosism from now, right? Look in the Dibur Maskal Pashat in Shabbos Dav Beis. V'nira lui ditzok lashminim shed otzah malacha geruahi. What does malacha gerua mean? Demali motzi me rishus yachid lushus rabbi mali motzi rishus rabbi lushus yachid. V'lo ahavi gamrinin hotzah dani mi v'alabayis v'chulu v'chulu. What does that mean? That, by most malachas, I've accomplished something. I've changed something. The chefza is different than it was beforehand. I've written, I've colored, I've cooked, I've plowed. Almost every malacha, changes the item. I've accomplished something. By hotzah, I didn't change the item at all. I moved the item from place A to place B. Is that really a malacha on Shabbos? Was I constructive? Did I do something that is significant? That's the chiddush. I might have said no. That's what Tosfos says. That's why the Masechta Shabbos has to start off with Hotza'ah to make sure I know that even this malacha is a malacha geruah. Tosfos later on, Tzadi Vav, says the same thing. That's why you need a makar in the Torah for Hotza'ah b'Shabbos, unlike other malachas. All the other malachas are learned out from Losasaka malacha. I don't need a special malacha. Why does it say by Havara lo savar reish b'chol mashvo seichem? That's a machlokas tanoim. Why do you have to single that out? But not that I would have thought that you're not chayav for lighting a fire. Right, there's a reason why what I learn out from the fact that it is written. But the Gemara on Tzadi Vavam Abeis in Shabbos discusses Hotzah Gufa Hechak Siva on Rabbi Yochanan Damar Krav Yitzad Moshe Veivir Kol B'Machane. Right, he let Veiviru with the lashon of Havara. Tosva says V'Yaf Al Gavda Shahaisa B'Mishkan, as it says in the Brisa on Daf Memtes. What did he separate Makar for? Lafisha Malacha Geruah He. It's a malacha gerua, and that's why I wouldn't have thought it was usher. That's Tosfos Tzadi Vav, Tosfos Daf Beis, the various other Rishonim also add to this. And there are even nafkaminas lahalacha, just to mention one. The Chayadam writes, we know there's a principle called Maisa Shabbos, which means if a malacha was done on Shabbos, in certain cases, I'm not allowed to get benefit from it. This chilukim. Was it a nisa daraisa? Was it a nisa darabanan? Was it a Jew doing it? Was it a non-Jew doing it? Was it a Jew doing it b'mezid? Was it a Jew doing it b'shogeg? All three questions are asked to determine what is usur for a Jew on Shabbos, what is usur b'chdei sheyasu, waiting a little bit after Shabbos, what is usur forever, right? All the different levels of, again, those three questions. Jew, non-Jew, daraisa, darabanan, and mezid and shogeg. Those are the three questions asked in the sugya of Maisa Shabbos. But the Chayyadim says, Maisa Shabbos does not apply to Hotzah. There's no Isser of Maisa Shabbos by Hotzah because Hotzah malacha geruahi. Vidafka, he says, Kol is his enklal tes. Kol osa malacha. Mina malacha sasuras midaraisa. Kogom mevashel v'chein kula. Mibbe mezid asololim. He goes through all the details. But then he says, Vidafka bedavar shenasa maisa begufadavar. Shenish tane mikamo shahaya. Kim mevashel v'chayotzi bo. Aval ha motzi mirishus la rishus. Shalo nish tane hadavar mikamo shahaya. Im b'shogeg, mutar afilu lo afilu b'bayom. V'im b'mezid, asar afilu achirim, ad mozi shabbos miyad. V'mikamakom ishtahachmir, b'chol isatorim, b'kumam b'vashal. He has the day that it could be more makel than other malachis, because hozo malachi gurur, he didn't accomplish anything. Other nafkaminas, but in terms of lumdis, it's for sure a nugget that we keep. Number one. Number two is a very much quoted top 10 Rashbams in the Masechta. Right? A very unique Rashbam, what the Rashbam says. What is the makar in Shas? There's no makar in Shas given. But for Hilchos Shabbos, as we know, throughout Masechta Shabbos, this is an example where you can learn an entire Masechta, and a very important makar in the Rishonim is not found in that Masechta. And the other Rishonim don't quote it in that Masechta. To learn Masechta Shabbos fully, you have to learn the Rashbam right here. In Baal Basra Nun Hey Amid Beis. What does the Rashbam say on the third to last line? What is the makar for Melecha Shabbos requiring a shear? Why are you not chayiv mida oraisa if the malacha doesn't have a shear? Says the Rashbam, two magical words, which the Gemara talks a lot about in many other places, but not in this context. We know the principle of Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah, that in order to be Chayev Daraisa on Shabbos, Parshas Vayakel, right, it has to be Melechas Umanvan, thought out work, professional work, and anything that does not reach the standard of Melechas Machsheves, what is not Chayev on Shabbos. 90% of the time, this is a kula when it comes to Shabbos. Even if this is a Melecha, in other areas of Melecha, an action, but it's not going to be Chayev on Shabbos because it doesn't reach the standard of Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Once in a while, it's a chumrah, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago on the Malachim in the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach by Zoreh. Zoreh is grama, it's indirect, but it's chayav Shabbos because Malachim Machshavas Asur Torah Lamaisa Niskayma Machshavascha. But most of the time, it is a kula regarding Shabbos. So what is included in Malachas Machsheves? So we know for sure Davar Sheinu Miskaven, Ein Malachas Sheinu Tzricha LeGufa, and Mekalkel, and Misasek. Right, many of these. context. The Rashbam adds in one more. And this is what's controversial, because many say, what does this have to do with Melechas Machsheves? The Rashbam says, Shir l'malacha. Right here, third to last line, Nun Hayamabes. Debishabes, Melechas Machsheves, Asra Torah. Velo chashiva hotsaas dover chashiv, Vipachas mikagrogoris. Less than a grogoris is not called a dover chashiv, and it's not Melechas Machsheves. Does this relate to what we were just talking about? Is he saying this only by hotsaah? This is quoted outside of Hotzah. This Rashbam is known as, the Rashbam says, Shir for Malacha is learned out from Melechas Machsheves. So that's how Rov Achronim understand, even though literally it is only by Hotzah, but that's what the Gemara is talking about. So it is not 100% clear. But again, as we said, the Gemara never says this. The Gemara never says that the Shir from Malacha is learned out from Melechas Machsheves, but as we know, the Gemara has many other halachas, as we've just said. Dovashin Miskavim, Melechashin, Srik Lagufa, Misazik, Makalkel, Kilachar Yad, right? Some say, right, the Achronim in Evan Ezer. Interesting. Have a discussion. What about Shinui? What about Shinui? So that's also learned out from Melechas Machsheves. Shulchan Aruch talks about in Evan Ezer in Kuf Chav Gimel. Evan Ezer, base. The discussion of, are you allowed to write a get? Is a sofer allowed to write a get with his left hand? What happens if a sofer writes a get with his left hand? Is it a kosher get? A get has to be, written by a sofer with all the various halachos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, let me just read it because they have no sekelim on this halacha quote, this idea. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chav Gimel, Evan Ezer, Hakol Sheirim Lichtov Aget, Chutz Mechamisha, Kusi Eved Cherishot Vekatan, Afilo Isha Atzma, right? Most people can write the get except for these, people who are excluded. Then the Rama writes, Ulechatchila, Yichtov Asofer Biyado Hayamanis. L'chadchila, we're talking about a righty. The sofer should write a get with his right hand. V'im hu iter yad yichto b'smolo. And if he's a lefty, he should write it with his left hand. What do you get from that rama? L'chadchila, should write with the left hand. Ma'ashba b'di'eved, it's kosher, even if you write it with your weaker hand. Says the chelkas b'chokek, says the Beis Shmuel, both of them. Ma'ashba b'di'eved kosher aget. Im kasav b'smol, af she'inu sholi b'shtey yadav. It's mashma, even if I write it with my left hand, it's still kosher. Afal gav delinyan Shabbos, kasav bismolo lav ksavu. Even though on Shabbos, if I write it with my weaker hand, it's not an iser daraisa, it's not called ksav. Ubi gemara midami get l'Shabbos. If you look in Gittin daf yutes, the gemara compares Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Gittin regarding Hilchas ksiva. Efshar lomar, says the, I'm reading for the chalkas b'chokek, the lav l'kol mili midami l'Shabbos. not for everything is getting like Shabbos. To be Shabbos be'inan malechaz machshavas. Tumya de mishkan. Shabbos you need thought out expert perfect work. Al kain kol shekasav kilachar yado obismolo lav malechaz machshavasi. And therefore, it's not going to be ksav for Shabbos. Ava mikol makom ksav mikri linyin get. Regarding get is going to be. So the Chachat B'chokek and the Beis Shmuel also here quote malechaz machshavas regarding shinui. So again, certain items, certain halachas are for sure included in Melechat Machshavas. But certain halachas are not 100% clear. We know they're putter, but we don't know why. So the Achronim there bring it in for Kilachar Yad, and the Rashbam here brings it in for Pachos Mikashir, which is interesting considering the Sugya of Chatzishir, which again we've discussed often. The Gemara tells us that towards the end of Maseches Yuma, Ayin Gimel Ayin Dala, the sugya of Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakesh, we pass like Rav Yochanan, that Chatzi Shir is Aser Mita Oraisa. Meaning, if I eat a half a gazayas of treif, I'm still Aser Daraisa. It's I still violated an Aveira. I'm not going to get an Onesh. An Onesh is only if there's a full Shir. But Chatzi Shir is also Aser Min HaTorah, either because of a Svara or because of a Pasuk. The pasuk is kol chaylev, any amount of chaylev, the Gemara says, or the svara of chazi le'itztarufe. It is combinable. If it's two zeros don't make one, right? It's two nothings. Two halves make one. So that shows that the half itself is somewhat significant, because it can lead to a whole. So too, chatzi shir can lead to a whole, chazi le'itztarufe, and therefore one would be chayev even for the chatzi shir, that itself is significant. Some limit that principle of Chatzi Shir to certain types of Isurim, which when you get to then Hilcha Shabbos, leaves it open for a discussion. Is the fact that you need a Shir in Hilcha Shabbos, which is clear from many Prakim in Shabbos, is that connected to the general Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah? So there are those that say no. The Chacham Tzvi, in this sugya, the much quoted Chacham Tzvi, says no, Chatzi Shir only applies to Isuri Achila. That's the Kaddish of the Gemara, called Chalev. Yisurei Achila. If I eat half a kezayis of something, so that's where I'm going to be Chayev. But all other Yisurim are not subject to the Isur of Chatzi Shir. Why? Explains the Chacham Svi. Two days, but the same as the Chacham Svi, in the second day, in Simin Pevav, when I eat something that's half a shir, so that act of eating already shows that this half a shir is Chashev to me. If it wasn't Chashev, I wouldn't eat it. That's what's called achshavei in halacha. Even something that is not normally considered significant, if I do something that shows that I feel it's significant, so that itself could create a chiyuv. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. Inami yesh lomar de'af b'kol isur and pachos b'kashir nami asur min haTorah haynu dafka ba'osa ma'isa shemachshivo la'oso pachos b'chatzi shir aval b'chametz pachos b'kazayis. But let's say bal yira b'yimatzei. But what if I have a half a kezayis in my rishus? Am I going to violate? So there I didn't do anything actively to show that I think this is significant. It's in my house. I didn't get rid of it. So there says the Chacham Tzvi, you're not going to violate Vali Rabbi Yimatzeh, because it's only if you are machshev it with an action. But here, Chametz Pachos Mikazayis, She'eno Osa Maisa Ela Manicha Bebeso, Veina Mavaro, Kivan She'eno Osa Dover, Shemara Bosha Machshivo, Lo Amrinan Be, Chazi Lidz Tarufe. It doesn't give it its own significance, and therefore it is limited. And this is a big discussion, because there is a Rashi. Rashi and others that seem to say that Chatzi Shir applies outside of Isuri Achila. Rashi in the Sugya, there's one Amid in Shas about the Malacha of Borer. Ayin Dalit, I think it is. So there, the Gemara talks all about the three Aterim of Borer. Right? Ochel Yad La'Alter. They're all learned out from that one Amid in Masechah Shabbos. And there, there's a rhetorical line in the Gemara and in Rashi, and Rashi quotes it. The Gemara says, are you going to be Chayah for being Mevashel Pachos Mikashir? And Rashi quotes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, meaning relating this Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Dalet to the Sugya in Yuma Ayin Gimel Ayin Dalet of the general Sugya of Chatzi Shir. So you see Rashi is holding it outside of Isuri Achila. It's applying to Hilchas Shabbos. Or another example, the first Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Geneva, where the Rambam says it's Aser to steal even half a pruta. Right, even though I'm not going to have a Chiyuv Hashava, but it's also even a steal to half a pruta, says the Magen Mishnah, Chatzi Shir, Aser Min HaTorah. Those are just two examples of Rishonim, the Magen Mishnah, the Talmud of the Ran. What was going on the Ran? So two early sources that quoted outside of Isra Achila. So you got to work out that Chacham Svi. But this Rashbam is crucial. This Rashbam talks about Chatzi Shir being Aser Ben Chatzi Shir and Hilcha Shabbos, saying it is learned out from Melechas Machshavas, which makes it seem like it is something unique. Then maybe Chatzi Shir would not. Well, Chatzi Shir is Aser Ben Torah. He's explaining the other direction. He's explaining why it is not Deoraisa. Because of Melechas Machshavas. How that relates to the general Chatzi Shir Aser Ben Torah, maybe he's saying, even though usually Chatzi Shir is Aser Daraisa, it's not going to be Aser here. Not going to be Aser here. And there's others, there's a lot more. Again, all of these are major topics. This is a discussion of the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz, also about Bayi Rabbi Yimatze, that he talks about, he quotes a pasuk to explain why eating a half a Chametz, right? I'm not going to read the Rambam now, but there's a Magen Mishnah there, and the Kesef Mishnah Melech there in the first parak of Hilchos Chametz. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, where are we up to? We'll leave it for now. Let's continue. Ein Sham, sixth line on Nun Vav Aleph. Here we go. So now we're continuing. The Rashbam explains within Rabbi Yochanan Shita. So Ein Sham lo Meitzar v'lo Chatzav Mai. So what if there is no border? So what? How much do you have to, let's say, do a getting back to Kenyan? Getting back, right, the Rashbam says on the second Y line of the Rashbam, Kaboy b'Gemara l'Reb Yochanan de Omar Hameitzer v'Chazam Afsikim v'Nechzei Ager Shelo Yikanem b'Chesas Chavei Rashi Yachzik b'Shtein. That was the first step. Everybody agrees that Reb Yochanan holds that it's Mafsik v'Nechzei Ager v'im Ein Sham lo Meitzer v'Lo Chazav. If there is no border, so then what does Reb Yochanan hold? How much do you have to do in order to be Kona the whole thing? Or if you do a Kinyan Chazaka in one spot, how much of that field is Nikna? Rav and Shmuel, the Rashbam pointed out earlier, already told us. Remember we had on the top of Nun Dalet Amabez. You have to go two full rows, and then you're Kona the whole field. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? That was Rav and Shmuel. So that's the question. So Piresh, Rabbi Marenus Mishmo, Kolsha Nikres Al Shmo. As long as the field is called a field and not fields, it's enough to be Kona. Again, it goes by Lashon Bnei Adam. Right? It's a Kinyan Chazaka, which, as we've said, goes by Kederech Shehabaylim Mishtamshim. Horaz Baylis, that's what Kinyan Chazaka is all about. So how far will my Kinyan Chazaka work? Well, how do people look at this area? If they look at it as five different fields, you're only calling it that one field. Up until the point that it's called one field. Anything more than that is not included in your Kinyan Chazaka. You'd have to do more. Hey Chidami, how is this? Amar Papa de Karule Be Gargusa de Planya. Like people say, the water source of Plony, that, if they say water source, it's singular, so that's one water source, and therefore it belongs to Plony. But once it is called more than that in the plural, then that wouldn't be good enough. Weiter. Yosef Rav Acha bar Avya kamei de Rabbi Asi. V'yosef v'kamer mishmei de Rav Asi bar Chanina. Chatzuva mafsik b'nichse hager. The chatzuva, the chatzav, is mafsik by nichse hager to be considered a border. And as we said, you know, on yesterday's, we'll get to it in a second in the Gemara, so let's wait. My chatzuva, Amar v'yuda, Amar Rav, Shebo, Tichim, Yeshua, Yisrael, Asaretz. Yeshua ben Nun used the chatzav plant in order to, for the borders of Eretz Yisrael, because as Chazal assumed, and as explained, the roots go straight down, doesn't get nourished from one side to the other side, so it's a great border plant, because it goes straight down, and that's mafsik in the borders of Yoshua ben Nun, right? We know Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, only received its full kedusha after Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku, right? Most of the mitzvahs Hatzlius Ba'aretz only started then, with the exception of Chala, B'Vo'achem, right? But most of the other ones only started after those 14 years, and then Yeshua ben Nun's job was done, and that's when he died, right? 110 years old, only after those Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku. So, that was an important stage of our going into Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua ben Nun used those plans to separate the borders. The Yomer of Yehuda Marav, Lomana, Yoshua, Ela Ayaros, Haomdos, Alakvulin. There are many different cities listed in Eretz Yisrael. Well, listed in Sefer Yehoshua. And why do we have some of those Prakim in the middle? Right? Why are they all listed? Those are border cities. That's why they're listed. Tosas points out, they can't all be border cities. They're not all on the border. They're on the border of Shvatim. not on the border of Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos points out, ha'omdos al ha'gvulin, ein lefarish al ha'gvulim shel Eretz Yisrael, dekama ha'yaros chashev shein be'emsa Eretz Yisrael, ela be'gvulim dekol shevet v'shevet, v'chulu. Right, that we know there was a difference in the chilukim between every shevet, kol echad ve'echad. Every shevet was split up. We discussed this also, and not recently, but a long time ago, the Stira Tosfos in Maseches Yuma, I think, asks the Stira, between we know every single portion of Eretz Yisrael was split up, including Yerushalayim, because we know the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Vachim, had to be cut off, did not have a base. The east side and the south side of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod. When it says that certain bloods have to be poured onto the Yesod HaMizbeach, it either has to be poured on the north side or on the west side, right? Because the other two sides didn't have a Yesod. Why not? The Mizbeach was perfectly symmetrical, as is described in Maseches Midos. It was a big box on a smaller box on a smaller box, and it keeps going up. It was perfect. Perfectly symmetrical. No, missing the Yesod. Why? Because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin. Right, based on the Psasak, Gubenk Tefav Shachin, right, then, I'm sorry, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof. That's the Unkelus says there. It's like the Mizbeach that, it eats all the Karbanos, so it has to be totally in Binyamin. And Yehuda and Binyamin, the border went right through Yerushalayim. The only city like that, that had a border going straight through. So, because of that, the Marshal explains, right, Yehuda was the political and the ruling, the monarchy, and Binyamin was supposed to be the Mizbeach. You have to have a separation. The Marshal there in Zvachim, Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet. So therefore, it was split up. The problem is, Tosfos says, we also have another principle that it says in a number of places, Yerushalayim, lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not split up. Everybody has a chelek in Yerushalayim. And you don't collect rent in Yerushalayim according to the certain sources, and everybody has a chelek in Yerushalayim. So what do you mean? I thought Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. And that's why, if you remember, the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, it came up in a Parsha Shir a couple months ago, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, one of the three reasons why, that he quotes, that Yerushalayim, the Makom HaMikdash, is not mentioned in the Torah. What does it say in Parsha Shir? I'll show you. The place that I will show you. Just say where it is. So why doesn't the Torah mention where Yerushalayim, where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be? Because then all the Shvatim would fight over it before it's determined. You know, they all want that portion. No, the Urim Tumim says, who gets that portion? Boom. That's it. Done. And until you get there, it's not going to be fought over. And now, right, now that we know where it is, it's still fought over. But not by the Jews. The Jews, the Shvatim aren't fighting over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, you know, whose it is. So then that also shows that the Shvatim, everything, even Yerushalayim is split up. The problem is the Gemara says Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. So you have to somehow explain. It was split up regarding certain halachas, but not for other halachas. Regarding Dine Hakdasha, to be Makadesh, all of Eretz Yisrael, to have every parcel of land in Eretz Yisrael split up to create its Kedusha, then you have to split up even Yerushalayim. But regarding other issues around Yerushalayim, regarding maybe the financial issues, regarding you know, various other levels, so then it wouldn't be split up. Again, it's discussed at length by the Achronim as well, but that's in terms of Yoshua being Mechalek, the Aretz. We continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Marav, we just read it. Let's read it again. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo mani Yoshua, ela yaros ha'omnes ala gvulin. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol she'ereo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe, chayev v'maiser. Anything, any land, we know at the end of his life, Moshe was showed by Hashem, this is the land, right, that I'm going to give. You're not going to go in, I'm sorry, but at least you could see it. So all of those lands that Hashem showed Moshe, chayiv b'maiser, is chayiv in mitzvos hatzulias ba'aretz, chayiv in maiser. Lafuke mai, so what's excluded? What's the chiddush of that? Tosa says it can't be lafuke chutz la'aretz, that's pretty obvious, right, that's not Talui ba'aretz, of course. Tosfos says, V'im tomar in Tosfos la'afuke, V'leima la'afuke chutz la'aretz, V'yish lomar dein zachidish, L'kach amar, that has to say, la'afuke, something else. So, la'afuke, says the Gemara, Keni, V'knizi, V'kadmoni. The land of the three tribes, right? This is beyond the seven tribes. The Shiva, the lands of the Canaanim, there's going to be another three. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, what are those three? Naftocha, Arva, Vishama, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Har Seir, Amon, Umoav, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ardiskis, Asya, Vaspamya, right? All these different lands, maybe these are the three of the Keni, Kinesi, Vakadmoni. What are those lands? So the Torah tells us, and the Rambam quotes it, that these are three lands that are not part of Eretz Yisrael right now, but the Bizmana Mashiach, Eretz Yisrael is going to be expanded and include those lands. The Rambam writes in Hilchis Rotzeach, it's pointed out that this could be the only mitzvah that's going to change La'asalavo. the only mitzvah that's going to be modified in the future. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perches Halacha Dalet. Right, it's basically quoting this from the Yerushalmi and the Sifri. B'yimei Melech HaMashiach, Mosifin Shalosh Acheros Al Elu Hashesh. What is he talking about? Three extra cities of Ari Miklat. Right, extra cities, right? Is there going to be murder in the future when Mashiach comes? There's going to be murder b'shogeg. There's going to be Ari Miklat. That's what it says here. B'mei melech ha-mashiach, mosif in shalosh acheres al-eilu ha-sheish ne'emar, v'yasavta lecha od shalosh arim al-hashalosh ha-eila. V'heichin mosif in osan, ba'ari ha-keni, v'aknizi, v'akadmoni. She'nichras la'avram avinu bris alehem, v'yadayin lo nechmashu. Avram Avinu is included in his bris, but it has not been conquered yet. V'alehen nomar batora, v'im yarchav Hashem alakechas gevulcha, kasher nishma l'vasecha v'la'asan l'cha, es kol aretz, asher dibra l'aseis l'vasecha, v'yasafta l'cha, od shalosh arim ala shalosh e'ela. Right, these three will be included. That's what it's saying here. Even those three will be included, it's not going to be chayev and chubas and maestras. So what does that mean? So is it Eretz Yisrael, is it not Eretz Yisrael? Right, it's unclear. It's included in the bris, but why is it going to be chayiv in Chumas and Maestras? Right, that's the question. Says the Ritva. Pirish shahare kasev. It's based on the Rashbam too, but he has a little more expanded. Pirish shahare kasev sham eretz shiva amamin who parkina lamuta kediv kediz v'kadmoni shehem bebris avram bein abasarim v'lo kavshim oli mitzrayim ki ena mimishpacha shiva amamin ulefi sheyada hakadosh baruch hu sheasidin legalos. He knew, Hashem knew that we were eventually going to Galus. Lo kiim davar zeh legamrei, v'hinichim limos ha-mashiach. Whoa. Hashem knew that we weren't going to stay in Eretz Yisrael forever once we went in. And therefore, he didn't want to give us everything right away. I want to save some. I want to save the complete command and the complete conquering of the and settlement of the Jews for limos ha-mashiach. V'zu raya brura v'tshuva leminim. Says the Ritva, and this is a clear proof against the Apikarsim. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishba v'lo yinachem v'adayin lo kiyem davar zeh. Hashem promised he hasn't fulfilled it yet. Right? It's a tshuva, right? The pasuk says that this is going to happen. So what do you see from this pasuk? The pasuk is that Hashem says it's going to happen in the future. Don't think that just because I didn't fulfill it, it's not going to happen now. If you want more on this line, if you look in the precious Drachim, right, the separate sefer of the Mishneh Lamelech, where he discusses this chazal at length, trying to figure out what does this mean, right? This is in Drosh Shishi and Drosh Shvi'i. Says the Mishnah Melech. Hine zos chakarnua keni kama gadzla malas eretz Yisrael mikol haratzos kedushas olam kishla shaita v'kishla salavo shero guvi akara tuliyimbo. And then he talks about our Gemara. That's the whole piece in Drosh Shishi and Shvi'i. What does this mean? Meimre zu deshmuel temua be'enai. Is it Eretz Yisrael? And he says even in the Lashon, what does the Gemara say? Kol ma sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the language? The language is Kol Shehere HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Chayev Meiser. What's the chiddush? Shouldn't it be Kol Ma Shelo Era L'Moshe Lo Chayev Meiser? That's the chiddush. Everything he saw is chayev. That's pretty obvious. That's Eretz Yisrael. So that plus many other questions he goes through here, and then he says, "Oh, maybe that the Melech Yisrael is not going to, even the Melech HaMashiach is not going to fully conquer it at the right time." And he says, "Chas v'shalom la'adoneinu Mashiach tzidkenu she'yasa shum davar shloker etzon Hashem." So he goes through how it is going to be Eretz Yisrael, but it's not going to have all the full halachos of Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be for whatever reason. It says at the end, "Arta shakovis Melech HaMashiach mechadash shelo kavshan lo Yehoshua v'lo Ezra v'kedushasan ba al yidei Melech HaMashiach v'hu nosein mehem chelak l'shevet Levi einan chayavos b'chumos u'maisrus l'fitzer chumos u'maisrus same tachas chelak ha'aretz v'aratzos alalu lo hayim kedushas mikodem." Even though it's going to be part of Eretz Yisrael, because it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael bizman pre-Mashiach, it's going to have a different status. And therefore, Chumas and Maestros is not going to be brought from there. Why? We'll have to figure that out then. But that's what it seems to be saying. He says, it is Eretz Yisrael, but it's going to be a different part of Eretz Yisrael. Keni, Knizi, V'kadmoni. Again, he has a lot of nice formulations in that context. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Mishnah. Ha'yushnaim, back to Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Back to, we just had the contrast before when we spoke about Where was the last Mishnah? Back on Daf Mem Beis, when we spoke about the different people who cannot create the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, because they're like a wife and a husband and a child and an apotropis and a poel, all of those. But we said, but all those people obviously could do a Cheskas Kinyi Chazaka. Anybody could do a Kinyi Chazaka, right? Then we mentioned. So that's how we got into Kinyi Chazaka. Now we're getting back to Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So Hayu Shnayim Meidin Otsa Shachal Gimel Shanim Vinim Su Zomimin. Two people say that this person has lived here for 3 years. Fine. So now the land belongs to him. And they're found to be Edom Zomimin. B'nim Zu Zomimin. So now we know what the halacha is. Kasha Zamam Lasos Lachiv. So they have to pay the owner, the Marakama, who they wanted to take away his land. They have to pay him for the land. Right? Misham Lo Esakol. He gets his land back and they have to pay him. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush of this line? So the Rashbam explains Kasha Zamam Lasos Lachiv. They have to pay the Demea Karkash Erotza Lahafsid. And then he quotes Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa Levar Karka Shalosh Yitom Anamachzik. So he has to pay. What is the Rashbam alluding to? There is a discussion in the Rishonim whether the principle of Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa applies to Mamanus. Right? We know Rachman al-Islan, if two Edom say that Reuven killed Shimon and they ultimately kill Reuven al Yidei Bezdin and they're proven to be Zomamin, so that's the Gzeres HaKasif Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa. If it's already done, then they don't get punished. Why is that? Maybe we'll talk about the reasons better at this time. But that applies to nefashis. You can't take back a life. That applies to malchus, pashtus, right? Rova assume. If I already testified and I got the guy to be chayiv malchus and then I'm proven to be zomin, so then kasher zomim, it's already done. So I'm not going to get punished. Kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa. What about dini mamanus? By dini mamanus, do you apply kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa? There, it's different. 2 days in Tosfos and Baba Kama Daf Dalet. Efshar bechazara. You can give the money back. So do you say, is there ever a case of kasher asa by dini mamanus? So that is a machlokes in the Rishonim. Again, as I just said, 2 days in Baba Kama. Let me just read you that Tosfos. Tosfos says there on Daf Dalet, all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, Tosfos says, Edom Zomamin is one of the Avos Nezikin. That's why this is here. How is Edom Zomamin and Avanezek? Pirish Riva, Diafilu Shilem Alpia Edom Zomamin Chayavin. Even if they paid already, doesn't matter. Why? It's still Chayavin. They're still Chayav. Delo Shayach B'mamon Kasher Zomam V'lo Kasher Asa De'efshar B'chazara. It's never a time when the Edom are not going to be Chayav, because give back the money, so it's back to Kasher Zomam, and then they have to pay. Right? Because they have to pay for what they wanted to do. So too, yeah, that's what the Rashbam is saying here. They're going to have to pay these two witnesses for what they wanted to do, because it's Efshar, even though it's Efshar B'chazara. Right? Because it's Efshar B'chazara. It's Kasher Zomam, lo Kasher Asa. It's always Kasher Zomam. That is the day in the Tosfos. Then the Verima Faresh, the Lo Tzarech Haytime, he quotes a different reason. Maybe you're not Onesh Min Hadin. But either way, this is an important discussion. The Nemuki Yosef says it here, Befeir. Nemuki Yosef says here, there's no Kasher Zomam, lo Kasher Asa, but Dinim Amanis, because Efshar B'chazara. That's Efshar B'chazara. The Nemuki Yosef says that here. And the Ritva here has the two deos here. He says, V'yomer Mori, B'shem Harav HaGadol, Rabbeinu Tzarfas, Shein Omer B'mama Kasher Zomam L'Kasher Asa, Kiven the Efshar B'Chazara. V'Davar Zeh, Tzarech Raya. But the Ritva already says, I'm not so convinced. Once you pay, you paid. So what, you give the money back. But you might say, once the din is done, the din is done. And then he says, maybe I can come up with a different reason. Why here, even if you would say that by Mamanis, you don't say, you know, that it would be Efshar B'chazara, you would still say here that the land goes back. The Ritva comes up with an ukimta. Maybe here is a case where the marakama, or the machzik has not been machzik in it yet. So that's why it's literally not kasher asa yet. But in a chinami, if it would have been given to the squatter already, maybe it would be too late. Right, so the Ritva just says, this gemara doesn't prove that kasher zomam by dini mamanis, it would always be kasher zomam, it would never be kasher asa. You know, you can work out this gemara otherwise as well. Okay, so again, that makes it easy. If two people are made on all 3 years, so then they have to pay everything. Shnayim barishona, shnayim b'shniyav, shnayim b'shlishis. But if two people testify about each of the years, mishal shlemineim, and then they're proven to be zomamin, then you split it up, meaning each one of them has to pay a third of the amount of the land. Shlosha achim the echad mitztaref imahem. If there were three brothers and echad mitztaref imahem, meaning one brother testifies about each year, and there's a partner that each of them have, the same partner. Hare elu shalosh eduyos. They are three eduyos, and therefore, meaning the edus is kasher. meaning none of the brothers are testifying with each other. Every year is called a separate edus. And behein edus achas lahazama, but it's one edus for hazama. What does that mean? The Rashbam quotes two halachas, which the Rishonim other also quote. Number one, shim huzbu mishal shleminayim. If they all are proven to be zomamin, they split it. Ve'gam eini zomamin achi yizumu kulan. And also, you have to make them all edim zomamin in order to for them to pay kashazama lo kashrasa. Even if you'll make only one of them edim zomamin, the whole edus gets thrown out, because now you don't have testimony about 3 years. But regarding them having to pay, their having to pay, you'd have to be for all three. Tosfos has an interesting ha'ara. Tosfos says, once we say Mishal Shlim B'nehem, could the Marakama say, oh, well, hey, now that I have Adim, that this guy ate my fruit for the past 3 years, so make him pay the fruit back. Right? Make him pay the fruit back, besides the Adim. Tosfos says, no, you can't say that. Because the Kivan de Machzik, maybe in Lebezin, the Machzik is the one that brought them to court. So you can't use his Edim for your own benefit. Kivan de Machzik, bo Lebezin, vadi la tovaso bo, kadeh la achziko bakarka, velo kadeh la chayvo peris. Right? You wouldn't be able to use them for your benefit. Good. Says the Gemara, Matthias de log Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva, who talks about the issue of what's called half, right? What does our Mishnah say? All three are considered separate. Two Edim on each year, that's all good. Rabbi Akiva might be against that. Masiz de lok Rabbi Akiva, de Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Kishalach Abba Chalafta, Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Lomo Torah, when Abba Chalafta, that was Rabbi Yossi's father. Big discussion in the poskim. Are you allowed to call your father's name by giving him a title first? Abba Chalafta. It's his father's name. Right, that's similar. Sometimes a gabbai calls up the father. It's a different deus. In different minhagim. Different gabbais do different things. Yamod Avimori, Shlishi. Others might say Yamod Avimori and then say the father's name, because it's titled Avimori. Right? It's a discussion, right? The Tur often quotes his father, the Rush. Right? He quotes the Rush. So, is that calling him Asher? You're calling him Rabbeinu Asher. Or you're calling him the Rosh. You're calling him the head. The Rambam is pointed out, sometimes signs his letters Moshe ben Maimon, saying his father's name. Right? So is that allowed? So, again, obviously it's allowed if the Rambam does it. But, again, that's a discussion, halacha lamaisa, giving a title to a father's name before quoting a father. But here it is. Rabbi Yossi says, when Abba Chalafta went to Rabbi Yochanan and Lomot Torah, or the opposite. V'yamri lo Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nuri, Eitzel Abba Chalafta, Lomot Torah. Omer lo, harish achlo, shana rishon, and b'fnei shnayim. Shnei b'fnei shnayim, shlishes b'fnei shnayim, ma'u. What if you have two edim on each year? Does that work? Omer lo, harizu chazaka. Yeah, it's a chazaka. It's exactly what our Mishnah says. Omer lo, afani omer kein. I agree with you. Elosh Rabbi Akiva cholik b'davar zeh. Rabbi Akiva, though, argues. Shari Rabbi Akiva omer, davar v'lo chatzi davar. Edim have to testify about a whole item or event, not half, not chatzi davar. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds, you need the same two witnesses in all 3 years. The Rabbanan don't hold that way. So you ask the Gemara, Rabbanan hai davar v'lo chatzi davar, my avdilei. We assume that everybody agrees to that principle. So the question is, what do the Rabbanan call chatzi davar then? If each year of the three is called a whole davar, there must be something else that's called a chatzi davar. So ilema, so it's a different context. Edus about bagrus, about a girl being a gdola. So ilema lemuta, is it excluding echad omer achas begaba v'achad omer achas bekresa? Physical maturity, they have to testify about shnei sairis, two hairs. So if one testifies there was a hair on her back, v'echad omer achad bekresa on her front, so hai chatzi davar v'chatzi edusu. That's not just chatzi davar, that's nothing. They each say one. You need two sairos. So that's obvious. That's not chatzi davar. That's nothing. Ela lemute shnayim omer achas begaba v'shnayim omer achas bekresa. That's the case that the Rabbanan exclude. That is not edus for godless, because they're each testifying only on a chatzi davar. The Rashbam here discusses, why is each hair viewed as half, but each year wouldn't be viewed as half? Why are hairs more subject to the problem than years? That's the Rashbam's problem on the first couple of medium lines. So he says, each one by the hairs is not saying that she's a gedola. They have no idea. They're saying one hair. That's what we saw. And they didn't see any other hair. So they're not saying she's a gedola at all. But by the shanim, every year is significant. They're saying, we saw him eat fruit and act like a bialim for an entire year. That's significant. So you're more prone to say that the one hair is a chatzi davar than 1 year is a chatzi davar. Good. Period. Amar of Yehuda, echad omer achla chitim, echad omer achla sarim, harizu chazaka. One says that there are two Edom on each of the years, but say, well, we don't know that yet. There are two Edom. One of them say, I saw barley. He ate barley for 3 years. One says, I saw wheat for 3 years. That's a chazaka. So at this point, the Havamina of the Gemara is that this is talking about 6 years. One says 3 years barley, one says the other 3 years wheat. So that's what the Gemara says. Maskav Rav Nachman, Elameata, Echad Omer Achla Rishona Vishniya Vishlishas Vachamishas, Echad Omer Achla Shniya Vervias Vishishas, Hachanami Adavi Chazaka. What if they testify about different years that's gonna work? It's not gonna work. So Amalei Rav Nachman, no, Hachi Hasha, no, that's not what we meant. Hasam, if you testify about different years, fine, that's a problem. Bishasa to Kamas in Mar, Lo Kamas in Mar. So that's, you're right, that doesn't work. But Hacha Travaya Bechadashasaka Masadi, here they're testifying about the same years. It's 3 years. One says wheat, one says barley. Okay, they don't look so closely. Ma'igalameibar Bechiti Zosari, Lava Daitar de Inshi. You don't focus, right? It's what we would call in Sanhedrin the difference between Bedikos and Chakiros. Important details and non-important details. This is an important detail. They kind of look similar. Well, we have in front of our house. On Shabbos afternoon, I try to take a walk with my wife. So we go there, and there's stuff growing. My wife always says, oh, this is wheat. I have no idea what it is. It's stuff growing. Weed, barley, so that's not such a reyesa on the edus, and there it would be accepted. There's interesting one line, and we'll end with this. If you look on the Rashbam says, regarding the Havamina is that, right, it was separate years. So the Rashbam says, what's the Havamina? Because, farmers say that it is something good for the field to mix it up a little bit, to plant wheat 1 year and barley the other year. So the Rashbam says, I asked the farmers. Rosh Bob says in the first, last skinny line, right? Sheishan and Bedilug, Visha'alti lov de Adama. You gotta ask. Rabbanim have to ask the farmers and the doctors and the experts for the Mitzias. Visha'alti lov de Adama, Va'amru li, Shala olam kachu aminug. Shana achas chitim, Shana achas sa'orim. Kain kalayamim. Ve'ena tzricha shvisa klum. You don't have to take a rest. Right, like the Rambam talks about by Shemitah. Hareza chazaka, shari imachishim zeza klal. So he talks about this issue. But again, if it's different years, that would be the reason of why, it would be done that way. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue, here in Cheska Sabatim, tomorrow.